From the KTLO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. Good afternoon. Thank you for listening. Ballots are on their way from Washington State to registered voters in Juneau today for this year's local election. Residents have until October 7th to vote. It marks the start of the city and borough of Juneau's municipal election this year, which features three ballot propositions, four assembly candidates, and four school board candidates. The city clerk's office says residents should start receiving their ballots in their mailboxes this weekend. Voters will have a few ways to return their ballots once they're filled out. The city has ballot drop boxes in locations throughout the borough. Voters can also mail ballots back or go to one of the two vote centers in town. Ballots sent in by mail need to be postmarked on or before Election Day, and a first-class stamp is required. The five available ballot drop boxes will open today. They're located at City Hall, the Alaska Electric Light and Power Company office in Lemon Creek, Douglas Library, and the Mendenhall Valley Public Library, and Statter Harbor Boat Launch Parking Area. The two vote centers will open on Monday. They're at City Hall and the Valley Library. Election Day is Tuesday, October 7th, but the final results won't be certified until October 21st. And this year's permanent fund dividend will be exactly $1,000. The first round of payments is set to go out to more than 600,000 Alaskans on October 2nd. The $1,000 PFD is the lowest in 5 years. Adjusting for inflation, that's the smallest in state history. Last year's dividend was roughly $1,700. The Department of Revenue announced the $1,000 figure in a news release this afternoon, but it's not exactly a surprise. Lawmakers approved the amount when they passed the state budget in May. Governor Mike Dunleavy proposed dividends of roughly $3,900 in his budget. That would have drained more than half of the state's main rainy day fund. Plunging oil revenue and uncertainty about the future led legislators to cut back on both state services and the dividend this spring. Alaskans can check on the status of their PFD applications at the Department of Revenue's website. A jury has declared a Juneau artist not guilty of terroristic threatening. Mitchell Watley was accused of threatening the public in 2023 when he distributed printed notes around town that referenced school shootings. Mitchell Watley was accused of four felony counts of terroristic threatening. His attorney argued that he did not intend to cause fear when he distributed the notes. In March 2023, Watley made notes depicting an automatic rifle on a transgender pride flag and the words, quote, "feeling cute might shoot some children," unquote. He left them in grocery stores and the state office building downtown. In the course of the trial, jurors heard from police, school administrators, and Watley himself. Former Juneau School District Superintendent Bridget Weiss testified that schools took the notes seriously.
In my world as a K-12 educator, in the world we live in, a sick joke is a threat.
Juneau police officers also testified that they were concerned about public safety when the notes were found, and that the department stationed extra officers near the school that day. Watley himself took the stand. His attorney, Nick Pulaski, asked him about his intentions.
Did you think people would perceive it to be a threat?
Not at all.
Okay. Did that thought even cross your mind?
Never.
Pulaski argued that the incident could not meet the definition of a true threat, the crime Watley was charged with. Pulaski told KTLO over email that for a statement to be a true threat, the speaker doesn't need to have planned to act on the threat, but, quote, the person must mean for the message to be a threat, unquote. Watley said the notes were intended as a meme to spread his beliefs at the time. He thought that transgender people were dangerous.
I kind of assumed that it would be like when we see a meme of that nature on social media, they would look at it and form an opinion and then kind of disregard it or think about it for a moment and then move on.
Watley said he was thinking about a Tennessee shooting that happened earlier that year. The perpetrator was a transgender person. According to the Violence Project, less than 1% of mass shootings in the United States have been committed by a transgender person. Watley distributed the notes on Transgender Day of Visibility, an annual event recognizing the obstacles transgender individuals face and their contributions to society. He's an illustrator, and when he was arrested in 2023, local shops pulled his book from their shelves, saying that his notes perpetuated a growing anti-trans climate. Watley said that he doesn't think about transgender people much these days. The trial against Watley lasted 4 days. The jury returned its not guilty verdict on Wednesday. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. And Juneau's 2025 municipal election is just around the corner. Candidates for Juneau Assembly and School Board are on the ballot this year, alongside three questions. KTLO's Clarice Larson breaks down what they are and why they matter for voters this election.
Ballot Propositions 1 and 2 aim to reduce the tax burden on individual residents, but officials say that will come at a cost to the city's coffers. Ballot Proposition 3 attempts to boost city tax revenue by increasing the sales tax rate when cruise tourists are in town, then lowering it again in the off-season. Christine Wall is a longtime Juneau Assembly member and chairs its finance committee.
I actually think this is probably the most consequential election we've had locally in the 15 years I've been here in Juneau, because it does, each of these will have a big impact on the city's budget and ability to fund services in our community.
An advocacy group called the Affordable Juneau Coalition gathered enough signatures this spring and summer to place Propositions 1 and 2 on the ballot. Angela Rodell is the treasurer of the group and formerly ran the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. She says the propositions are designed to make Alaska's capital city more affordable.
We have a very high cost of living, and that impacts almost everybody except obviously the wealthy.
Proposition 1 seeks to cap the local property tax rate, also known as the mill rate. One mill equals $1 per $1,000 in property value.
Everyone who owns property in Juneau, every year they pay property tax to the city based on the value of their property. This would be capping the rate at which the assembly can charge them for that.
Right now, the city caps the mill rate at 12 mills. But if voters pass Proposition 1 this election, that cap would be lowered to 9 mills. Now, that change could lower property taxes for property owners, but it also means the city would be taking in less revenue each year. For each dollar that the city collects in property taxes, a bit more than 50 cents goes toward education, and a little under 40 cents goes toward city services. The rate cap wouldn't be immediately devastating to the city's roughly $140 million in annual discretionary revenue. But Wall says over time, it could substantially influence the city's ability to fund the services residents usually expect.
It results in about a $2 million loss to city revenue every year, which is significant. But when I think long term, it's maybe less about the money and more about the city's ability to respond to changing environments.
The city estimates that owners with property assessed at $500,000 or less would save about $80 per year in property taxes if the proposition passes and their home values stay the same. Wall argues that the proposition's passing will be most beneficial to Juneau's wealthiest residents and large commercial landowners, not low-income people.
That's kind of the question that's being asked this year is, do you think we should be focusing on making this a community that has services for our lowest income people, or do you think that we should cut taxes for the wealthiest in the community to make things more affordable?
Rodell disputes that and argues that the change will force the assembly to focus its spending on needs versus wants, something the Affordable Juneau Coalition thinks the assembly hasn't been focusing on.
I think we can figure out how to tighten that belt a little bit. And I think it's really imperative that the city show its residents that they care about affordability and want to really focus on the things that make this community very livable.
So that's Proposition 1. Proposition 2 would also shrink the amount of revenue the city brings in each year. The proposition would exempt essential food and residential utilities from local sales tax. Right now, the city taxes food and utilities like just about everything else at 5%. But if the initiative passes, it would drop down to 0% for everyone, regardless of their income. Economists say that taxes on food hit low-income people the hardest. Juneau Assembly member Neil Steininger is an economist, and he supports the concept.
We don't have the supply chains that can provide us, you know, lower cost food like a lot of areas down south do. And then, you know, that really impacts, you know, your day-to-day living because, you know, you got to eat every day.
But he warns that the current 5% tax on food and utilities brings in a combined $10 to $12 million in revenue to the city annually. He says removing that tax would leave a serious hole in the city's budget.
That's more than just a little belt tightening. You know, that's more than just, you know, buying less paper clips and buying less Post-it notes. That's really looking at the overall spectrum of services we provide and choosing some to not provide.
That potential cut to services is why the assembly put Proposition 3 on the ballot. It asked voters whether to implement a new seasonal sales tax system next year. They're hoping it would recoup some of that revenue lost if the property tax or food and utilities propositions are passed by voters. Here's Assemblymember Wall again.
The seasonal sales tax basically will make up for that $9 to $12 million revenue loss by shifting the tax burden from residents to our summer visitors.
This proposal would raise sales taxes in the summer months and then lower them in the winter. It's aimed at taking advantage of the roughly 1.7 million summer cruise ship tourism visitors that come to Juneau each year. Other nearby Southeast Alaska towns like Ketchikan, Sitka, and Skagway have similar seasonal sales tax structures already in place. Juneau currently charges 5% in local sales taxes. But if voters pass Proposition 3, shoppers would instead pay a 7.5% tax from April through September and a 3% tax from October through March. Here's Assemblymember Steininger again.
We have a lot of out-of-town visitors, and we have a lot of economic activity from, you know, non-residents in the summer. And so it would allow us to shift some of that tax burden away from residents, making it even more affordable for individual residents in Juneau.
But Rodell says she'll be voting no on the measure, and the Affordable Juneau Coalition is advocating against it. Her opinion is that it won't actually save money for year-round residents and businesses.
It needs to go back to the drawing board. They need to do a better job about defining how it's going to help the residents of this community.
The last day to vote in Juneau's by-mail election is October 7th. For KTOO News in Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 54 degrees and raining here in Juneau. Tonight, we're expecting more showers. The rain is supposed to pick up on Sunday, and we may see a period of heavy rain Sunday and Monday. Temperatures look like they're between the high 40s and high 50s. You're listening to KTOO.